Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I promised you guys I would teach you more. Right, that was one of my New Year's resolutions, to make sure you guys learned more on the show. So we're going to talk about carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh, come on. No groaning. Get out your pencils. Pop quiz. This is going to be a pop quiz. Oh, man. When I get this is going to be a good pop quiz. So you better take notes, because carbon monoxide poisoning is going to be on the test. All right? I don't know what you get if you get the test. I don't know. Trust me. If you do not want to fail that pop quiz. Oh, it's going to be ugly. Probably, you know what the punishment will be? If you guys fail the pop quiz, you're going to have to hear more about the hysterectomy and the vaginal sutures that I have. How about that? Ooh, yeah. Better take some notes. Take some notes. So the reason why we're talking about carbon monoxide poisoning is, sadly, I'm hearing anywhere from 13 to 17 people had to be hospitalized when a Maryville hotel, I think it was a Hampton Inn, apparently had a carbon dioxide leak. This happened in Marysville, Ohio. And they believe it was a pool heater that was the source of carbon monoxide that hospitalized multiple people this weekend. On Saturday, right before 5:30 p.m., the Marysville Fire Department received a call from about several people, including a two-year-old who apparently fell unconscious into the pool. After the initial call, dispatchers received additional calls. People were unconscious. And it was around the pool area. Some described symptoms such as dizziness, burning in their throat. This is frightening. And pools are usually outdoors. It's not necessarily in a closed space. A report from the fire department said crews found carbon monoxide levels 1,300 parts per million in the pool area. They're at 70 parts per million. You could have headache, fatigue, and nausea. If you have exposure to 150 to 200 parts per million, you could already become disoriented and unconscious. So 1,300 parts per million, hotel was evacuated, it was closed, people were sent to Memorial Hospital. Of those 11 people, 4 were able to walk after the incident, 2 were critical but stable, 5 serious but stable. 3 additional people had to be sent to Ohio Health Grading Memorial Hospital in Delaware. Might be to get the hyperbaric oxygen, which we're going to talk about in a second. But this was at a Hampton Inn on Square Drive. I don't know how the hell, you know, you could have had those levels that high. But carbon monoxide doesn't. Carbon monoxide is a gas. It's colorless, odorless, tasteless. You don't know you have it. And carbon monoxide is a C atom and an O atom. And to our blood, our hemoglobin, it looks like O2, two O atoms. Oxygen can't be necessarily stable by itself, so it has to be with another one. So when hemoglobin in our red blood cells is responsible for transporting oxygen, transporting back carbon dioxide to get to the lungs, there's a whole process also of carbon dioxide in our blood as well. And then there's this process by which we convert it, and then we exhale it and we get rid of it through our lungs. It's a fascinating process, but it relies on blood cells to do what they need to do, including absorbing oxygen. Carbon monoxide has a tight fit, displaces the oxygen, doesn't let the oxygen get there. So your blood is bringing carbon monoxide to the body. Can't use that for oxygen. You end up asphyxiating and dying. We've spoken about that. Very, very scary stuff. So how common is it? Well, 50,000 people per year, according to the CDC, go to the emergency room. 50,000. 430 people die. 430 people die from carbon monoxide poisoning each year. So if your tissues and your heart and your brain isn't getting oxygen, they don't work. Basically, carbon monoxide is a poison. It displaces oxygen, so oxygen can't get to where it needs to. It is not good. So what are the symptoms? Well, early on, you might get a headache. You might get a sore throat. You might get burning in the throat. You might get cough, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, dizziness, wheezing, chest pain, fainting, confusion, fatigue. You'll get really tired, weak, blurred vision, sometimes a rapid heart rate because the heart is trying to compensate for you not having enough oxygen, you know, try to compensate that. And then sometimes you could get this very bright cherry red color. We usually see that post-mortem. But if somebody has a very, very bright, bright redness, that could be from the hydroxy or the carboxyhemoglobin. We usually they'll see that post-mortem where somebody, rather than them being bluish, they're really, really bright red. And that's how we know they died from carbon monoxide poisoning. So how to spot the dangers. Again, mild is headache, nausea, vomiting, fatigue. Medium is where the headache is really getting bad. Confusion, drowsiness, fast heart rate. And then extreme is unconscious, convulsions, cardiorespiratory failure, and death. So what do we do? How do we treat it? Well, it's all about the oxygen. Your body's all about, so we push oxygen. Oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. We're talking 100% non-rebreather mask. We want to push that oxygen in, displace the carbon monoxide, get you away from the carbon monoxide, obviously, get you away from that source, push that oxygen through. If we could oxygenate those tissues, we could save those tissues. But if your tissues have been without oxygen for a while, sometimes you won't make it. I believe Weird Al Yankovic's parents, both of them died from carbon monoxide poisoning. This is not anything to play with. Now, we also have hyperbaric oxygen. There's these hyperbaric oxygen chambers where they, with the pressure, with the change of pressure, it's able to push oxygen even more into the tissues. We use it for wound care. We use it for carbon monoxide poisoning. So my guess is some of these people need to be transferred where they could have a carbon monoxide treatment. According to Medscape, the treatment of CO poisoning with hyperbaric oxygen therapy is based on the theory that oxygen competitively displaces CO from the hemoglobin. So while breathing room air takes 300 minutes, 6 hours. If you're on 100% mask, you could reduce it to 90 minutes to displace it all. With hyperbaric oxygen, you could do it in a half hour. So where does carbon monoxide come from? So anything that burns. You guys remember combustion and incomplete combustion? Okay. When you burn fuels like wood, natural gas, coal, and propane, all right, as long as you have oxygen and plenty of it, that burning will go into carbon dioxide and water vapor. If you don't have enough oxygen or a change of temperature, low temperatures, then there's an incomplete combustion. With incomplete combustion, you end up getting CO, carbon monoxide. So smoke, fires, fireplaces, generators, water heaters, grill, clothes dryers, vehicles, landscape tools, wood stoves, gas stoves, furnaces, boilers, power tools. So we're going to talk about how to prevent this. Get a carbon monoxide monitor, but we'll tell you more in the next segment. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to the Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, yes, I did reconfirm it was Weird Al Yankovic's parents, who both of them died of carbon monoxide poisoning. They were found by family members in the house. Both of them were in their 80s. And I think it was during a cold winter, and it's just tragic to think that that could happen. And so I bring this up because one is there were about 17 people, well, actually multiple people that became ill, 14 people hospitalized when an Ohio Hampton Inn had a possible pool heater leak, and people by the pool ended up getting carbon monoxide poisoning because the levels were up at about 1,300 parts per million. It takes only 250 parts per million to make you go unconscious. So you could see it was pretty, pretty bad. It's amazing nobody died, thank God. But we're talking about carbon monoxide poisoning also because there has been some pretty, pretty bad weather back east. And a lot of people are snowed in, probably going to have power outages as a result. taking a while for snow plows because we don't have a lot of snow plow drivers and a lot of first responders due to labor shortages. That sadly, if people are trying to heat up their houses, they could be at risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. This is something that we saw during the recent winter in New York, where I think somebody tried to heat their apartment with their car and the exhaust coming in. So I know we kind of had to rush in the first segment, so I want to make sure, you know, we get to all the scoop on carbon monoxide. Just to recap, carbon monoxide is two atoms, carbon and oxygen. Monoxide means one oxygen. Regular oxygen, what we breathe, is oxygen dioxide, or just oxygen, two atoms. Hence, carbon monoxide, whether it's a C and an O, look like oxygen, two O's. The blood sometimes can't tell the difference. And your hemoglobin has to bring oxygen to the tissues. CO, carbon monoxide, competes with it, displaces it, and then your body can't bring oxygen to or get rid of the carbon dioxide from the tissues as easily, and you end up losing blood flow to the brain, losing blood flow to the heart, multiple other body parts. So where does carbon monoxide come from? So as we discussed, anything, it's a combustion reaction when something burns. So anything that burns, when you do a campfire, when you burn energy, when you burn fuel, you're making, doing a combustion reaction. If there's plenty of oxygen and it's able to complete, you'll make carbon dioxide and water. If it can't complete, because there's not enough oxygen or the weather's super cold or something else is going on, you'll make carbon monoxide. And so carbon monoxide could technically come from your power tools, your landscape tools, your gas stoves, your furnaces, your boilers, your cars, a clothes dryer, water heaters, grills, a generator, a fireplace, a fire, and also smoking. When somebody smokes next to you, they're making carbon monoxide. Not to mention you're breathing it in too. The only reason why you might not have gotten sick is because it was at a smaller parts per million. But cigarette smokers obviously have a lot of, you know, damage to a lot of their organs and brains and heart and things like that. Could also be because not only tobacco, but the carbon monoxide. So firstly, we tell everybody, you know, this is now carbon monoxide seasoning because it's cold. Not a lot of people are outdoors. A lot of people are more indoors also because of COVID. But when it's cold and you could possibly lose power, you could be at high risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. So you've got to get a carbon monoxide monitor, and you got to change the batteries out like you do with your fire detectors. Now, your fire detectors make a funny sound. I don't know if all carbon monoxide monitors do that, but please, for the love of the Lord, get a carbon monoxide monitor in your house. That is crucial. Number two is avoid burning things within a closed space. If you do have to have a heater, make sure they're near a window or a vent. You know, it's better to do it outdoors, but you have to make sure you're not in a closed space where that carbon monoxide can build up. Running your car. A lot of people will get, you know, drive into their garage, close their garage, but there's a good song on the radio. So you keep it on, and you keep it on. Well, that garage is a closed space, especially with all the crap in it. And so sadly, you can very easily get carbon monoxide poisoning after a few minutes of being in your car in a garage. Don't do it. You know, we're talking about accidental carbon monoxide deaths. It's frightening. It's frightening to know that 50,000 people go to the hospital each year. And so do not run your car in a closed space. You know, another thing that a lot of people forget to do, which is really interesting, is let's say you're doing a tailgate. And you're opening up the back and you're setting up stuff on the back. Okay, or you're loading things into your car. The kids are in the car. It's cold, so the windows are up, the heater's running, you might have the car running. Well, if you have that back opened up, there might be a suction of the carbon monoxide from the fuel, from the tailpipe, coming into the car. So if you are going to open up or do a tailgate, you need to open up some other windows and make sure you vent. So what does the CDC recommend? So here we go. One is install a battery-operated or battery backup carbon monoxide detector in your home. Check or replace the detector's battery when you charge or when you change the time on your clocks each spring and fall. See, some people don't want the biannual time change. I want that done with. So you guys are going to have to find another reminder, but just change those batteries out twice a year, all right? Because I'm sick of spring forward and finish with fall back. The detector can tell you the highest level of CO concentration in your home, in addition to alarming, and you need to replace it out every 5 years, the CDC says. If it's a crappy brand, do it sooner. Have your heating system, water heater, and any other gas, oil, or coal-burning appliances serviced by a qualified technician every year. See me, I only get a technician when something goes wrong. Maybe you should get it checked out to make sure it's not spewing carbon monoxide. Do not use portable flameless chemical heaters indoors. If you smell an odor from your gas refrigerator, have an expert service it. They say an odor from your gas refrigerator could mean it could be leaking CO. Even though you can't smell carbon monoxide, the fact that stuff is leaking, maybe Freon or whatever, you can then know that then there's a leak. So you have to assume what you can't pick up is also being leaked. When you buy gas equipment, only buy equipment carrying the seal of a national testing agency like Underwriters Laboratories. That's according to CDC. Make sure your gas appliances are vented properly. Horizontal vent pipes for appliances, such as a water heater, should go up slightly as they go towards outdoors. This prevents the carbon monoxide from leaking if the joints or pipes aren't fitted tightly. Have your chimney checked or cleaned every year. Chimneys can be blocked by debris. That could cause then the carbon monoxide to build up into your home. Never patch a vent pipe with tape, gum, or something else. The kind of patch can make carbon monoxide build up in your home, cabin, or camper. You got to patch that stuff correctly. Never use a gas range or oven for heating. Use a gas range or oven for heating can cause buildup of carbon monoxide in your home, cabin, or camper. Never burn charcoal indoors. Burning charcoal, red, gray, white, black, gives off carbon monoxide. Never use a portable gas camp stove indoors. Using a gas camp stove can also cause buildup. Never use a generator inside your home, basement, or garage, or less than 20 feet from any window, door, or vent. If you are using a generator, use a battery-powered or battery backup CO detector in your home. So I know some of that sounds redundant, but basically, you don't know that's in the house. You know, and like I said, the symptoms, to review, the symptoms could be headache, dizziness, sore throat, cough, fatigue. Those are symptoms of COVID. I've had a lot of patients calling going, my headache is really, really bad. And they're calling from Wisconsin. They're calling from North Dakota. They're calling from Minnesota, where I'm licensed in. Well, what if that is carbon monoxide poisoning? Sometimes their first symptom is a headache, fatigue, nausea. Headache, fatigue, nausea, and sore throat have been huge, huge complaints lately, and everybody's been saying, well, it's probably COVID, because they're calling telemedicine. It might not be. Okay? You need to reevaluate, what could be going on in your home. And I know it stinks because you're trying to keep it warm, and you know, it's really hard to ventilate when you're trying to keep it warm. But you're going to have to get some fresh air in there. You're going to have to get a carbon monoxide monitor. Just to recap, other symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning are nausea, vomiting, sore throat, burning in the throat, rapid heart rate, chest pain, dizziness, confusion, wheezing, difficulty breathing. You can even get abdominal pain. You can get a tummy ache. Some people say diarrhea. I don't see a lot of diarrhea, but it can happen. Don't wait to get cherry red lips or cherry red fingers. Usually that's a post-mortem look. So if you're like, no, let me look at your lips. No, your lips look okay. It's not carbon monoxide poisoning because carboxyhemoglobin may make it bright red. Don't wait for that. As I said, treatment is, one, get the hell away from the carbon monoxide, and two, you got to get to a hospital. Call 911. They are going to give you heavy, heavy oxygen, high-dose oxygen, 100% oxygen on a non-rebreather mask. And then, for some of you, you might need hyperbaric oxygen, where they kind of push the oxygen into your tissues. All right, I taught you guys something. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and members of his administration are meeting with Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House on Monday. The president addresses rising crime in the United States, claiming funding from the American Rescue Plan were set aside to deal with it.
I made it clear we should use these funds to combat violent crime as well, including hiring additional police officers and investing in community violence interventions and improving the work in communities.
Critics are calling on Biden to take a tougher stance on crime by forcing local district attorneys to enforce the law and keep violent offenders off the streets. Michael Williams, a man accused of selling the gun that was used in the terror attack on a Texas synagogue, is due in court today on federal firearms charges. USA Radio News. The UN Security Council continues to focus on the growing threat of Russian invasion of Ukraine. This as there are approximately 130,000 Russian troops along the border with Ukraine, along with military equipment. Oil prices remain high, pushing gasoline prices up for a fifth week in a row. As far as what a Russian invasion of Ukraine and then a United States intervention in Ukraine would do to oil prices, Brian Deese is a director of the National Economic Council under President Joe Biden. He tells CNN.
Well, if you look at global oil markets, the issue right now is that we have constrained supply into a global market that is increasing in demand. And that is an issue that we've been working on with our partners and our allies.
King Soopers is ready to reopen a store in Boulder, Colorado, where 10 people died in a mass shooting last year. The store will begin serving customers again on February 9th. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next topic is going to be a little bit more adult, as I am seeing multiple complaints from women having vaginal itching. They think they have a yeast infection, and I'm wondering if it's also COVID. Now, I know you guys are like, oh, come on. Okay, are you telling me everything, if your butt itches, is a COVID? Well, guys, remember, restless anal syndrome? What, there was a case of rest? Do I have to tell you guys about restless anus syndrome? Okay, here we go. Japanese physicians back in November reported a case of a 77-year-old who was hospitalized at Tokyo Medical Center for 3 weeks with COVID. He was treated with antivirals, anti-flu medication, steroids, breathing improved, was discharged. Still had trouble sleeping, still was anxious, but then he had deep anal discomfort. It was worse during the evening and at rest. He had a frequent urge to move his bowels. When he moved, it would relieve the symptoms. very similar to restless leg syndrome. For those of you that suffer from restless leg syndrome, you're like, when I'm resting, I always have to feel like I got to move my legs. And so I feel better when I'm moving, but then how do I sleep? He didn't have diabetes, any other neurological issues. And upon colonoscopy, all he had was hemorrhoids. So they had to give him clonazepam, which is a benzodiazepine anti-anxiety medication, and it relieved his restless anal syndrome symptoms. So, yeah, if it could affect the rectum, I'm sure it could affect the vagina. But what is even more startling is that it can cause these genital ulcers. In January of 2021, physicians from Spain reported a case of a 41-year-old. It was a woman who was COVID positive, and she had very painful mouth and genital lesions, you know, like canker sores in her mouth, and these ulcers in the vagina. So the first thing, obviously, is STD. Check her for herpes. Check her for syphilis. All was negative. Her herpes, her HIV, her Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, syphilis, all negative. But she also had COVID symptoms. Cough, difficulty breathing. She didn't have COVID pneumonia upon imaging. But what they did is they ended up, you know, because it was still, I don't want to call it mild COVID, but she didn't have the COVID pneumonia, they gave her steroids and the lesions resolved. It's a little bit more complex, but that's kind of in a nutshell. Then another case of a 13-year-old girl in Virginia presented with vaginal burning and swelling. She had even worse ulcerations. She ended up being COVID positive after she had fever, chills, sore throat, decreased taste. They again checked her for herpes, HIV, Epstein-Barr. Bichette syndrome is where you get ulcerations on the mouth and vaginal area and mucous membranes. They also checked her for a whole bunch of things. Her symptoms began to resolve after steroids. They even used topical lidocaine. But eventually they needed colchicine. Colchicine. That's one of the drugs that, again, is considered whack medicine for those of us looking at ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fluvoxamine as a possible repurposed drug for COVID. They had to use colchicine to get her better. So these are acute vulvular or vulvar genital ulcerations, AGU. They're also known as lip shuts ulcerations. Now, they could be induced by a variety of factors, including viral illness. And so these things are, and I'm noticing with my patients that are calling in, I'm having so many people going, I have a yeast infection. And I go, okay, you know, what color is the discharge? And they go, I don't have discharge. And I go, does it itch? They go, itches and burns. It's got to be yeast infection. And it could be, but it could be a variety of things. It could be an STD. It could be atrophic vaginitis and not enough oxygen, not enough estrogen. But, I mean, this girl was a 13-year-old. She had major ulcerations, major swelling, and she also had burning when she peed. And her symptoms began 3 days after she had fever, chills, sore throat, decreased taste due to COVID. She and her sister tested positive. She was not sexually active. She did have her period at age 13, but wasn't menstruating at the time. A lot of people are like, oh, it's got to be period. It's got to be your period. She did have a minor deletion of the show X gene, and so she took human growth hormone. But other than that, no major issues. So her sister actually had a history of these lip shoots ulcers from Epstein-Barr virus. So it's scary stuff. You don't want your kids getting anything like this. And you definitely, if you're dealing with COVID, the last thing you want to have is something going on with your, you know, vagina. So we'll keep you guys posted. But if you think you're like, look, I got burning, I got, you know, some spots, I don't know, maybe I just need some yeast cream on it, please get yourself checked out, because we are noticing COVID is doing some weird, 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 weird stuff. So who gets long COVID? Well, apparently, there might be four biological risk factors that could put one at risk. Now, the study was published last week in the journal Cell. And a U.S.-based team conducted this longitudinal study of more than 200 COVID-19 patients who initially got it, then they convalesced 2 to 3 months later. And multiomics is where the data sets of different groups are combined during analysis. Omics are the branches of biology like genomics, the omics, so multi-omics. And the study integrated the clinical data and patient-reported symptoms, and they found four factors at the time of initial diagnosis. One was diabetes. One was having COVID in the blood. One was Epstein-Barr virus, and other was specific antibodies. They said in patients with long GI symptoms or gastrointestinal long COVID, they found T cells presented in cytotoxic post-acute expansion. Now, these cytotoxic T cells are produced by the thymus, and they kill virally infected cells and tumors. Remember we talked about the T cell immunity and B cell immunity? Your B cell immunity is made by vaccine, but your T cells are also involved in killing off virus cells. So they looked at the symptoms, they looked at immunological signatures, and they said that immune cells adopt distinct programs and perform specialized functions in response to signals. In four health condition subtypes, they think they find acute severity as well as long COVID. So what does that mean? Does it mean if you're diabetic, you're going to be more at risk for long COVID? According to this study, yeah. If you have certain autoantibodies, yeah. If you have Epstein-Barr virus, and most of us do, that could be an issue. And so Jim Heath, the principal investigator of the study and president of Seattle's Institute for Systems Biology, told the New York Times that 37% of patients aged 18 to 89 had reported three or more symptoms of long COVID a couple months after infection. 24% reported one or two symptoms. 39% had no symptoms. Many were hospitalized. They were surveyed, blood, nasal swabs checked. 95% of those who had three or more symptoms after a couple months had one of the four biological factors we talked about: COVID in the blood, diabetes, autoantibodies, autoimmune antibodies, and then Epstein-Barr. So, you know, that doesn't limit it down, but it does narrow it down a little bit. Now, I told you guys, I am seeing encore COVID or a COVID relapse in people a couple weeks after the first COVID. So for any of you guys that got COVID around Christmas or New Year's, and then you felt you got sick again a couple weeks later, I'd like to hear about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are seeing COVID do an encore presentation or a COVID relapse. And with that, it's a little concerning because many doctors think you're not necessarily infectious, but some people are like, but the fever came back and I feel sick. So we're still telling you to stay home for 5 days if you have a lot of symptoms, but we're not talking long COVID. If it's been a couple weeks, we're talking about either a relapse or it just never went away, or a resurgence, or it could be a rebound of inflammation. But it could also be a secondary infection, like a pneumonia, like a strep. So, you know, you might need to get yourself checked out. When in doubt, check it out. Because I know, I hate those little things, but it just, you remember them. When in doubt, check it out, because we just don't know. And like I said, if you have any vaginal or rectal burning, get that checked out too. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical,
Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys got a speeding ticket? Me. How many of you guys got out of speeding tickets? I used to get out of all these speeding tickets. I got to tell you though, the last speeding ticket I got out of was when I was on my way to the mammogram. My husband was in the car. And I got pulled over. I was mad at my husband because he was going to, like, take pictures for me, right? You know, and we were late. And I don't know what he was doing. He was dinking around. I was late to my appointment. So I get the car ready, and I pull it up, and I'm idling, you know. So I'm driving because, you know, he'll drive too slow to my mammogram appointment. Not to mention, I don't want to get my mammogram. So I get to the car, and I peel out, not at a high speed, but I make that, you know, sound, you know. And I am kind of late, and I guess I was speeding a little bit. And my husband was like, "Stop speeding, you're going to get a ticket." Like I don't know. I'm like, tell me something I don't know. You were the one that made me late, and all of a sudden, ear. It's like, duh. It's a motorcycle cop, too. I don't do as well with motorcycle cops. But I start to panic, because I'm like, wait a second. You know, how do I make myself look good? You know, I got my husband here. How do I flirt with this guy? And he was middle-aged, so I had a chance. You know, the young ones, I already look like, you know, grandma. But I'm like, oh, gosh, so, you know, how do I flirt? I'm like, you know what? I can't get a ticket. He'll get mad at me. So, yeah, I'm going to flirt even in front of my husband. Problem is, it's really, really hard to do that with your husband right there. So, you know, I kind of get the everything all ready, you know. And I'm like, oh, hi, officer. Lighten my voice. I don't go, hi, what happened? The way I talk to my husband. It's, oh, hi. Oh, really? Oh, darn. Yeah, well, instead, I start to panic. And I couldn't do any of the flirting things. I go, look, I got to be honest with you, okay? I have to go for my mammogram. You know, and the mammogram, it always kind of bothers me, and they always yell at me to lift up the breast, and the breast is down low, and I'm like, can you just bring the mammogram down? And that's probably why I was speeding, because the breast was there by the gas pedal. Well, anyway, he lets me off. He totally lets me off. My husband was so shocked that it worked. And I'm like, great, you know, how's your prostate doing? He's like, oh, it's good, you know. I think he kind of knew who I was, you know, and so he was talking to me about his prostate. And then, luckily, that was the last ticket I got out of. Now I'm very, very careful because, you know, I don't think I could, you know, use that again because everybody knows when I got my mammograms on Facebook and Twitter. But apparently, I don't know if you guys know about this, but in the infrastructure plan, there's supposed to be, I guess, millions of dollars in speed cameras being put out throughout the United States. So U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wants to promote speed safety cameras and do it similar to the UK, where I guess there's a 42-page road safety plan and it's backed by, $14 billion in funding. And it would put speed cameras throughout the United States. Now, I believe some states currently allow them, but a lot of states, they prohibit them from state law. So I'm looking right now, and according to Daily Mail, only 18 states allow it. Nevada's one of them, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas. I'm only looking at the map. It's not telling me the states. Louisiana, so I have to look at the shape of it. Illinois, Ohio, Tennessee, Mississippi, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland. I'm looking at the states. New York, even Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania. So, and I think Massachusetts, I said. So apparently not all the states. A bunch of other states would have to kind of go through if they're illegal. In New Jersey, people are pretty upset. They're like, no. And so they also, so what are some of the pros and cons to these speeding cameras? That's, I want to hear from you guys. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're already hearing criticisms from people saying it's going to hurt people of minorities, that they're going to, these cameras are going to hurt them as they're going to instill fines. These people are going to be expected to pay fines. They may not be able to pay the fines. And it's going to disproportionately affect those that are lower income. We're also being told that in some areas, they actually found them to be wrong. Apparently in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, they believe an editor had said that promotion of speed cameras is a very bad idea because they see how bad speed cameras can be in Pennsylvania. And recent data has showed that some people are getting in trouble for just 1 mile above the speed limit. And are speedometers and cameras that accurate? Well, what does the National Motorist Association say? So National Motorist Association, they don't like it either. They say there's a bunch of reasons. One, photo radar is still radar. It could generate false readings. They say radar is not perfect. Unlike other normal tickets, citations resulting from cameras do not have tracking history or visual estimation by a qualified officer to back them up. Thousands of tickets can be generated between routine maintenance and calibration inspections, potentially resulting in just as many faulty readings. They say it's also a type of enforcement that emphasizes ticket volume. They say it's not profitable to use photo radar on residential streets, low volume roads, so it's going to basically be in areas where there might be underposted speed limits, who knows. Ticket cameras, they say, are very inaccurate on certain roads. They say photo radar encourages artificially low speed limits. They say in areas where proper speed limits have been set according to the 85th percentile, cameras could only make money if their tolerance threshold was very low, such as 1 or 2 miles per hour over the speed limit. Politically, this is not acceptable, nor will the courts support this kind of enforcement. The only option is to put the photo radar on roads with unreasonably low speed limits and then make sure this limits stay low. They also say ticket cameras do not improve safety. Now, that's interesting. The reason why we want to do this is we just had a major, major crash. Multiple people died in my area, and we have high-speed issues a lot. And so I'd love to see the data. Do these speed cameras remind people not to slow, not to speed? Or are the ones who are going to care about it the ones who currently care about speeding, and it's these idiots that are drunk or high or don't care or drag racing going to ignore them no matter what? So according to the National Motorists Association, they say, despite the claims of companies that sell ticket cameras and provide related services, there is no independent verification that photo enforcement devices improve highway safety, reduce overall accidents, or improve traffic flow. They say, believing the claims of companies that sell photo enforcement equipment or municipalities that use equipment is like believing any commercial produced by a company that is trying to sell you something. National Motorists Association also says there's no certifiable witness to the alleged violation. Ticket recipients are not adequately notified. The government makes the assumption you got the ticket. What if you don't get the ticket? Look at the mess with mail and ballots and people not getting their ballots or getting two. What if you don't get your ticket? Or something happens electronically. Who knows? The driver of the vehicle is not positively identified. They said typically the photos do not identify the driver of the offending vehicle. So the owner of the vehicle gets the ticket even if they weren't driving the vehicle. Then they have to prove their innocence and then identify the actual driver who might be an employee or a family member or friend. Ticket recipients are not notified quickly, so they don't even remember that they were speeding. And then ticket camera systems, they say, are designed to inconvenience motorists. They say under the guise of protecting motorists' privacy, the court or private contractor that sends out tickets often refuses to send a copy of the photo to the accused vehicle owner. This is because many of the photos don't clearly depict the driver. So the vehicle owner has to go to the courthouse in order to see the photograph. So this is interesting because I don't like speeding and I don't like accidents. And I got kids on the road, so I want safer roads. And when I see the camera, I do notice that I double-check my speed, and usually I'm fine. Because, again, you know, when you drive in Vegas, there's still plenty of traffic. You can't really drive super fast, just like L.A. I rarely sped in L.A. because you never really had an open road. You know, when Tiger Woods got into his accident, thank God he survived, but I was like, how the hell did he have an open road? Every road I'm on in California, especially Southern Cal, is, you know. But we do have to look at the logistics of this, and is this money well spent? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.